Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, hello. We're back on a Tuesday. The WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, so thrilled to be here with you today. Ike, how you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, brother Spike. Listen, the Sixers are 3-0, right?
Hell yeah.
3-0, damn it.
Hell yeah. Too good.
Great start to the season. Eagles sitting at 6-2 right now.
Yes, sir.
Heading into the bye week.
Yep.
Listen, not really sure where the Fly Guys are, but it really doesn't matter.
They're playing. Frankly,
I'm orange and black up and down.
Yes.
And the Fightins, we're in shambles. But hey, we'll get through this. Jackie Baseball, hope you got some good news for me. Holla at your boy.
Back couple days to be FanDuel. We got him in the corner. Let him up.
Jack sends his bet slips once a quarter. When he wins. It makes me wonder when he doesn't send the bet slips, what's happening. Yeah, he said it to me last night. I thought to myself, what am I supposed to do with this, Jack? What do I care?
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. Say congratulations.
Yeah. Listen, I'm still on my one deposit for the whole year.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we all believe that.
Should buy it.
We all believe that.
I got the $50 in the account. We were getting a little tight. And then Saquon had a day. And then Kelly Oubre scored 25. And we're back.
Yeah.
Moron.
Big show as always. Elliot will be here at 3, and we have a lot to talk about with Elliot, including one of the more legendary segments from his podcast that I heard this morning that we have to investigate with him. Big show, as always. So we're a week away. We're 1 week away from the NFL trade deadline, and the only Eagles player who has been mentioned in any rumor at any time from any specific source has been their best wide receiver, or at least, historically, their highest paid wide receiver, A.J. Brown. And a lot of the talk has been, well, you know, of course you don't trade A.J. Brown because he's a great player and you don't trade great players and you're going to make your team worse because if you happen to trade this great player. And I think we could be in a situation where trading A.J. Brown could be addition by subtraction in the way that it was when the Buffalo Bills let Stephon Diggs go. And because they had to make a choice, right? They had to make a choice. What is Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen weren't getting along, and they had to make a choice. Did they choose the wide receiver or did they choose the quarterback? And they chose the quarterback. And I think this might be a situation where the Eagles need to choose the team and choose the quarterback. We talk about talent a lot, and talent is important. You can't win without talent. But they don't just award the Super Bowl to the most talented team. The most talented team doesn't always win the Super Bowl. And it's not like we don't have enough talented players. There are other good pass catchers on the team. We are not beholden to A.J. Brown as the only person who can catch a football on the Eagles. The second thing is the football, and you know, everyone has said it who has played football, who covers football, is that it's the ultimate team game. And it seems like for one reason or another that A.J. Brown, probably the quarterback, if we're being honest, doesn't really want to be part of this team if Jalen Hurts is part of this team. And I think because of those things, they can be better without him here, as crazy as it sounds. I think it will allow Jalen to play more freely. Now, I know it was just the Giants, but they had their best offensive game of the year on Sunday without A.J. Brown. And I know it was just the Giants, and I know it was just one game. But when I think about what Jalen Hurts has to do every single week going into that game, is that he has to make decisions quickly, right? He has to make the right decision quickly. And if he drops back and he is looking out at the field and he has to think about what he might have to deal with tomorrow or the next day, or what tweet or what Instagram post he's going to have to answer for if he happens to choose to throw the ball one way rather than the other way, I don't want him to have to worry about that. It allows the team to focus on one goal, and that is winning the Super Bowl. And imagine you don't make this trade, right? Imagine A.J. Brown is still here after the trade deadline. And imagine after every game, this thing happens again and again and again and again. I can promise you that as talented as A.J. Brown is, that is going to hurt their chances to win the Super Bowl because it will make the quarterback's job harder. It will make every other player on the team's job harder as they have to answer the questions all the time. And I know it's just tweets and I know it's just Instagram posts, but I promise you it doesn't help. And I also think, and last thing on this, is it might be the last time that they can get the most value they can get for A.J. Brown right now. First of all, you have a bunch of teams who think that they might be one wide receiver away in the middle of the season. You know, once we get to the offseason...
Well, he's not just a wide receiver.
One of the best. One of the best, for sure. But we get to the offseason, and all of a sudden people start thinking more about the draft, and maybe they value their picks, and that they're more, you know, thoughtful about what they do. Maybe you capitalize on a team that thinks they're an A.J. Brown away. Mm-hmm. The other thing that could happen is that we don't know if A.J. Brown is in physical decline or not. He's had several knee things. He's had two hamstring things this year. You know, when people say when you watch, he certainly had good games this year, but there is a chance that part of his lack of production is that he's not the same physical guy. And then the other thing I would say in terms of moving him is, and if you wait, is we get to the offseason, if this is 8 more weeks of nonsense with him, then you put yourself in a position where the rest of the league knows you have to do it, and you're not operating from a position of power. So, I think A.J. Brown is a great player, and the best case scenario for the Eagles would be A.J. Brown comes to his senses, and everything is fine, just like last year, and he puts away whatever nonsense he has going on or whatever problem he has and saves it for the offseason, and they deal with it then. Yeah. But I do think they have a chance to win a Super Bowl this year, and I do think that if he is intent on being this way the rest of the year, that I think him not being on the team could give them a better chance of winning the Super Bowl, regardless of what you get back for him.
Boy, you said a lot.
Yeah.
Said a lot there. Put the seatbelt on here. This thing can get a little bumpy.
It could.
Could get a little bumpy here today. I'm completely against this. I can't even stress it enough that I'm against the idea of trading A.J. Brown. And I'm not saying a lot of what you said, there isn't logic behind it. There is some logic behind it. I think the risk of you being right, meaning the Eagles being right, if they were to make that decision, is very, it's not rewarding enough for me. Because here's the thing. You're in the middle of a season, and let's make no mistake about it. You're a better team with A.J. Brown than without A.J. Brown this year. Now, what you may do in the future, if you revisited this in the offseason, and now you got draft picks, and you can do some different things and improve your team for the next year. But as far as the 2025 season goes with the Eagles, there's no way you're a better team, or you can be a better team, if A.J. Brown isn't here. I agree with you. You need somebody, meaning A.J. Brown, to be on board with everything that the team is doing, be in unison with everyone else, preaching the same messages, pulling in the same direction for the same goal, which is to win another championship. That's where you want his head at. Now, they have to, as an organization, continue to work to get his head in the right place. I hope Sunday, my hope is for Sunday's game, that was sort of a awakening for AJ, that he sees that, man, we got a pretty good football team here. And I know it was the Giants. Forget about the Giants, because regardless of who the opponent had been this year, I don't know if we've looked as good as we've looked in the last 2 weeks at any other point this season.
From a passing standpoint?
Yes. But
from a total offense standpoint,
so,
absolutely not.
As it pertains to him.
Yes.
And what is happening, he's not worried about giving up big plays on defense. He's not offering to go play cornerback. So he doesn't care about what's happening on that side of the ball.
Yep.
He's been more concerned with what's happening on the offensive side of the ball. And he spoke early in the year about his frustration, with wanting to be a solution, a bigger part of the offense, figuring that he could help. The passing game could help out the team versus relying on the running game so much. He wanted to be a part of this thing. Well, that area of the game has evolved over the last 3 or 4 weeks, and it has become a bigger part of the offense. The passing game is more prominent as far as the success of the offense has been. And now the running game gets going, this could be a scary thing with A.J. Brown being here. So what I'm hoping is that A.J. Brown has saw that, and over this next week or so, before they get ready to play a huge game against the Green Bay Packers, which could have number one seed ramifications involved with it, he's going to come to realize, this is a beautiful thing we built over here, and I've been a big part of it. Why would I ever want to leave this? So I'm hoping that absence makes the heart grow fonder. And AJ has a different view on where the team is going, where the offense is going, what other frustrations he may have, the inadequacies at the quarterback, whatever it may be. We're all speculating about what it could be. Well, a lot of that has changed over the last 2 to 3 weeks. And if he hasn't noticed that, because everybody else is noticing it, if he hasn't noticed that, hopefully over the next week or so, he gets that revelation and wants to be a part of this. But if you're the Eagles, your job is to make sure you do what's best for the Eagles to win in the here and now. And I'm trying to win another Super Bowl, and I don't believe we can win the Super Bowl as we're presently constructed without A.J. Brown being on the team.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I just don't believe that. Here's the other thing real quick.
Yeah.
The risk of moving AJ and now all of the receiving and passing burden goes to DeVonta Smith and these other young unproven guys. Well, what happens if something happens to DeVonta? He gets banged up. He gets a hamstring. Now what do you have? At least we have the benefit of having two number one caliber receivers, and if something happens to one of them, you still got the other one.
Yeah.
So I can't do anything with AJ. AJ has to be here. We're not winning anything without him this year. If he doesn't have a change of heart after all of this, then we can revisit it in the offseason, and then we can do what's best for the Eagles moving forward. But now, AJ can't go anywhere. He's an Eagle for the rest of the year.
You know what's funny? If I had any hope that his mind would change and the Super Bowl didn't do it, and getting the ball more didn't do it. That's where I'm at. It's just like, it seems like for a point of pride to him that it's not going to matter what happens now. You know, you thought it was the ball. All right, 215-592-9494.
Like I said, I don't think you're crazy in saying that because he caught 8 passes 2 weeks ago. He caught 4 touchdowns last week.
120
still,
yards.
Yeah, it still seems like.
Wasn't enough.
I get that. I understand that where you're coming from.
215-592-9494. We do have a next question today. As I was at a wedding on Sunday, and so I'm sitting there, and the wedding was a largely delegation wedding. Your delegation, Ike. It was a largely black wedding, I would say. And
you got invited to a black wedding?
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah.
So my wife and I are sitting there, and I think the song that was playing.
Oh, man, you brought Val out too?
Oh, yeah, come on. Well, there's a whole other story there. Later on in the wedding, toward the end of the wedding, we'll have a conversation about that. Maybe we'll talk about that later. I told Smoke, I was like,
Val's a beautiful woman.
Yes.
You bring Val in the delegation.
Well, dude, I told Smoke, I was like, yo, one of your friends was out of pocket at the end of the wedding. But in any case, she said to me, and I think it was when I'm a Boss by Rick Ross and Meek Mill was on.
Yeah.
And she said to me, and she goes, I'm going to go up to the DJ and request the whitest song I can think of. And we started talking about what is the whitest song you could request at a wedding. So that is next question. Now you call up with your sports point, and the next question is, what is the whitest song you could request at a wedding? Jack?
Oh, man.
What would yours be?
So there's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's definitely a lot.
Yeah.
The first one that came to mind was Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Oh, yeah. That is
Mr. Brightside?
Mr. Brightside. You would recognize it. Turning snakes into the sea, learning new sick lullabies.
I've never heard this in my life.
Choking on your alibis, but it's just a bright. You don't know this song?
I have no idea.
Okay, this would be a pretty white one. That would be a pretty white
everyone
one.
Everyone would be jumping around in the center.
Oh, yeah.
Not very high up the ground.
Yeah, yeah. It would just be me, Val, and there was like 5 white ladies all together, and I looked at Val. I go, "You know who that is?" And she goes, "What?" I go, "I bet it's Naya's work friends, like the bride's work friends." That was my guess.
Yeah,
that was my guess.
How it works. Yeah.
All right. Do you have what is the whitest song you could request at a wedding?
So I couldn't come up with any good ones. I don't think.
Really?
You did write down notes. I see.
Yeah, I did. But here's the funny part. I can't wait to offend the delegation with this.
Your delegation or
yes.
Our delegation? Okay. All right.
So I got 3 on here, and I'm gonna name them periodically throughout the show. Let me go with the first one.
All right.
Not necessarily by a white artist.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be by a white artist.
But Montel Jordan's.
Oh.
This is how we do
this
it.
This is how we do it.
Come
would be
on,
a
man.
One.
Yeah, yep, right? Yep, that's a good one.
Now, I think that plays at both. I think it does play at
Let
both.
Let me tell you, I've never heard it at a wedding.
At a wedding? Okay. All right. Then maybe what you said is correct.
It's the one happy rap song or whatever. Is that even a rap song?
No. I would say it's R&B.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, now, right? this is 96?
90-something, yeah.
Because this is when I was in college, yeah. This is how we do when it's Friday night.
Come on, man. I can see Fritzy on the dance floor.
Oh, man. Know every lyric.
So the one I told Val that I thought would be the whitest one.
Which one you got?
Is Sweet Caroline.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
for sure.
Yeah, that would, everyone
Hold on,
might
I'm
leave.
I'm confusing that with Sweet Home Alabama.
Yes. Sweet
Caroline. Yeah, for sure.
Now, at a white wedding.
We're all drunk at this point.
Now,
so good. So good.
Now, at a white wedding, it is, everybody's in on the so good. Yeah. And the bop, bop, bop.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592.
Okay, that might be a top. That may be a Mount Rushmore.
Yeah,
right
that is. 215-592-9494. Could moving A.J. Brown at the trade deadline be addition by subtraction for the Eagles? And next question today, what is the whitest song you could request at a wedding? Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, yesterday when you said Smoke and Dwayne, I already knew.
Okay. Hold on, and I didn't even pick up on it, Corey, when he said it. Yeah, I didn't even pick up on it.
Hey, when he said I was at a wedding, Smoke and Dwayne, I'm like,
yeah.
I got invited to a wedding. Hey, But listen. Let me get my things out real quick. Hold on, wait. The Bengals scored 40 points on Sunday. Okay, that's crazy.
Without Joe Burrow.
Oh, okay. They also lost.
Hey man, they were losing last year too.
Yeah.
But look, trade AJ Brown. Let's talk about it. So me, y'all know how I feel about AJ Brown. I want AJ Brown gone, but I don't know if I want him gone right now. Just because we starting to get our mojo back. I wasn't even gone 2 weeks ago when we looked like we were sinking. But now we starting to look like we feel a little bit good, getting our mojo back. I just want to see, you know what I'm saying? Because if I trade AJ Brown right now, I don't want no draft picks. I need something that's going to help me this year. I need a Max Crosby. I need a Pat Surtain. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to need Christian Gonzalez. I'm going to need Milton Williams back.
The Broncos aren't giving you Pat Surtain. Yeah. Yes.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm going to need, like, in the offseason, I'll be okay with getting some draft picks, you know, because the draft will be soon. Draft picks ain't going to help me right now. I can't get rid of no dog like AJ and replace it with a pick that can't help me till next year. I'm going to need some kind of, you know, compensation.
Don't you think, though, and I'll bring up the Bills again, right? They didn't replace Stephon Diggs with a player as good as Stephon Diggs. And the next year, they scored 30 points a game and Josh Allen won an MVP.
But they had that offseason. Like, they traded, got rid of him in the offseason, and they had that whole offseason to prepare. If we trade AJ now, we got 1 week to say, AJ gone, shell shock, boom.
Well, he's missed 4 games a year or 3 games a year for the last 3 years, and they just had, again, this isn't an argument saying that AJ's not good, but to the idea that they can't play a game and prepare for a game without AJ, they just did it and had their best offensive game of the year.
We trying to win a Super Bowl, right? I get all that, what you're talking about, trying to win a game, happy. I'm trying to win a championship, and removing AJ takes away my championship. Like that takes away my – this defense ain't as good. Like, well, maybe they could be BG coming. You know what I'm saying? Nolan Smith come back, maybe. I need to win a championship. Like I said, the offseason, I wasn't even gone. I'm tired of the crybaby. You know what I'm saying? Woe is me. I'm tired of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of shots at my quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all saw – did y'all see on Sunday when Jahan Dotson, they were showing him the replay of the catch he made, he said, yeah, I've been doing this. I just need the opportunity. I'm like, shut up, Jahan. We don't want to hear that. Too soon, brother. But, hey,
I don't want to hear I just need the opportunities, bro. Relax.
But I'm going to give you the white. So my sister getting married next Saturday. I'm going to tell you, you know, none of these songs y'all saying going to probably get played. I ain't trying to hear none of that chicken dance. At the wedding, we ain't doing none of that. That's a sock hop type of song. The chicken dance.
Oh, chicken dance?
Chicken dance.
Yeah, I don't even know. Do they still do that at white weddings?
What's the chicken dance?
It's like a it's not a lion dance or something. It is.
I was gonna say.
Yeah. Yeah. This is insulting, Corey,
to the
white community.
Hey, why was
playing? Who was playing this at a wedding?
But they all do the same dance.
Mo Bamba. We ain't playing that either. Y'all took that over, too.
Sorry.
Y'all took that, too.
That's Penn State slander out of you. I know what that is.
What's Mo Bamba?
That was a song by...
I don't know his name.
It was like 5 years ago? Four years ago? Yeah.
Penn State plays every time they take the field for defense.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Corey. Thanks, man. Yeah, it's a rap song. Mo Bamba's a rap song.
Really? Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And Corey's saying we stole it.
We as in
the white
delegation.
People. Yeah,
yes.
My delegation stole it.
And I just would, like John.
Yes, white people stole that too. They ruined it. Ruined it. 100% ruined it. Well, it's true.
I'm letting y'all have this show.
Well,
man.
I'm just
over here so I don't get fired.
But white people did ruin John. You mentioned Smoke. Smoke was the only guy I ever heard him and his friend said John when they were 17 years old. That's 30 years ago. Now it's everybody. It's on the T-shirts and... You ruin it.
It's every podcast.
Yeah.
Every handle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody. Okay. All right. 215-592-9494. Could moving AJ the deadline be addition by subtraction? And the next question today, what is the whitest song you could request at a wedding? Coming up next, Joe DeCamera did ask Nick Sirianni about AJ Brown this morning. We will play what he said. Coming up next, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.